Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal, incredibly simple and clear, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our wise founders, brilliant and one of the great solutions to the problems we face, good, honest Americans getting involved, jealously guarding their liberties is the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need a revolution. We do want a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though, and a restoration of the principles that made us great. We're not better than anybody else. But whenever you apply proper principles, it does well for whoever applies them. We want special privileges for none and equality for all. After all, isn't that the American way, ladies and gentlemen? All right, without further ado, Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We also have our buddy, Mr. Alan Phillips, attorney at law. His websites are vaccinerights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Pleasure and honor to be with both of you again today.
As you can obviously, I'm sure, observe, we talked about this Omar Mateen shooting that took place in Florida over the weekend. I guess it was 49 people and then himself, so that makes 50 dead. A horrible incident in America's history. The problem is the Democrats are howling for gay rights and gun control. The Democrats are on the offensive. The Republicans kind of remain strangely silent in this discussion. And I submit to you, you know what? Some people are saying it's a false flag operation. Government was involved. Or at least government turned the other way when they should not have. Turns out the Orlando gunman was on the terror watch list and then removed. He made some very crazy statements. He traveled to Saudi Arabia a couple of years in a row. In 2011 and 12, he beat his wife. The media and FBI kind of in cahoots to not mention the part that he was gay. He was on gay apps looking for men. When he was with his wife, he talked about being gay, and that was covered up. Mateen had active security and firearms licenses, according to Florida records. Now the Democrats are pushing gay rights and gun control legislation. I don't know if this is a false flag or how involved who, what, when, where, why really is, because it's such a convoluted, twisted story that it's very difficult to really understand what the real issues are and who would be involved and who would be complicit versus who would be actively involved versus it's very hard for me to tell. But what I know is this, there seems to be an agenda going on here, taking advantage of the situation at the least. And it seems to me that what we really need to do in my mind is have constitutional carry. Everybody has a right of self-defense. Taking guns away from good, honest people is not the answer. But there are answers. I would point people to God. I don't care what religion somebody is. They can worship in their own way, and I'm not interested in the keys to theology, but I would point people to the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet. I would point people to this idea that, you know what, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor as thyself. On the two great commandments hangeth the law, etc. Maybe I'm waxing a little too Christian for some. However, I would submit to you that we can take a kinder, gentler forgiveness approach and I don't know, some people use the phrase kill them with kindness. I think that's where we ought to spend our time. I think we need to come together. I'm going to work on solutions, but I don't think the solutions are political, and I don't think the solutions are in new laws. Do you want to comment on that, Alan? And then I got to dovetail the vaccines with this whole discussion, by the way.
Sure. Just the only thing I'll add is a thought that comes to mind as I'm listening to all of this, what you're saying, and with which I am in general and strong agreement with you on this, is that we never hear, which is really interesting. I have a 14-year-old son, just started high school this past school year, and he was involved in one of a school projects, a debate, and he took the side, the pro-gun side, and he did some digging around and some research. And it's really interesting because he's the one who actually brought this to my attention. He says, you know, and I'll frame it like this. You hear, of course, and necessarily we would and perhaps should, anytime there's a tragedy such as the one you just described and other incidents that have gone on around the country and the world, for that matter, in recent times. But we never hear about the tragedies that are averted because somebody had a gun. And I don't know how you keep statistics on that, but the information my son found in his research suggests that there are a lot more people saved because of somebody having a gun and no incident occurs than there are people killed. And I agree with you. It's really, really difficult to fathom, to get information that you know you could rely on and determine the absolute truth about what happened. But I tell you, it is convenient timing for such a tragedy. And without hopefully changing the subject here, you know, to me, the whole 9/11 official story falls apart in 10 seconds with the fact that you can't have a skyscraper fall at free fall speed into its own footprint by any other way other than some kind of a controlled demolition. And if you've got government who has the means and capability to pull off something like that, then a shooting in the mall type of event is peanuts by comparison. So I don't put it past some factions within our government or within our world today to create the kind of event that just happened.
And by the way, let's be very clear. We're not saying the government did it. We're saying it, you know, there could have been rogue elements within government that cooperated. That doesn't mean we're saying the United States government did it necessarily. So let's be very clear about what we're saying and what we're not. We are saying rogue agents from all levels in government or governments around the world could have been involved in some of these kinds of things. We're not just saying that your next-door neighbor that works for the whatever in government, that they're guilty of this and that. It's not like that, folks, in any stretch of the imagination. So let's be very clear. We're claiming that it would be rogue elements, right?
Absolutely, Sam. And, you know, the analogy I use when I talk about the vaccine issue and healthcare workers around the world, where I say and I point to very clear objective evidence showing that the healthcare system is corrupt. The vast majority of people in that system are people of integrity who are trying to do the right thing. And so I don't believe for a second, for example, that there's a conspiracy amongst medical doctors or even everyone who works in pharmaceutical industries or anything like that. But what I can do is point to objective evidence that there is serious corruption within the medical publishing industry, within the vaccine industry, with the way that vaccines are manufactured, sold, and laws passed requiring them. And so there are, you know, it ultimately boils down to a relatively small number of people in key decision-making positions who have a tremendous amount of influence on how policies and laws are made and carried out. And in some instances, at least have the capability, again, in any given instance, who knows, many times, but at least have the capability of influencing or in some instances, perhaps even outright planning and controlling what then later becomes called a false flag event. But I don't have an opinion on that one way or another on the recent event here. I just don't.
Well, and here's my opinion, though. It doesn't matter where our opinions are on this. What matters is we realize, what is it going to take to make it better? And really quick sidebar, just for your son's research, by the way, there's a book written by Professor John Lott. He's the author of the book called More Guns, Less Crime. And he documents over and over and over and over when the right people, good, honest people have, I'm calling them self-defense mechanisms. I joke and call them rape me nots or kill me nots. But the point is, when people, good, honest people have guns, then crime goes down. Okay, just imagine if somebody... just imagine if several people out of that 320 in that nightclub had the ability to stop this guy because they had a gun too. This guy bursts into the bathroom and someone says, stop right there, my friend. Drop your weapon. Okay. In fact, eventually, the only way these crimes are stopped is by somebody having guns. And so the good guys having guns is not a problem if you think through it logically. But there is a book out there by Professor John Lott, L-O-T-T, called More Guns, Less Crime, that documents everything you want to know. That might be a valuable resource for your son. The reason that I bring all this up, though, with you, Alan Phillips, is because the vaccine debate has some strange parallels about force versus agency, about are we just going to panic and hysteria because there's problems? Maybe there is a pandemic outbreak of some kind or something like that. Do people just panic, or do we, you know, keep a cool head? How do we go about these things? There's a lot of parallels between these things, aren't there?
Well, there is, and it's real interesting, Sam. I discovered the vaccine issue a little over 22 years ago when my first son was born, and as I explored that further and further, that became for me a gradual, or there came to me a gradual realization that what goes on with vaccines is similarly going on in other areas and other facets of our society.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Alan Phillips with us. He's an attorney in the vaccine rights industry. VaccineRights.com, his website. He's got a book up there that can help you get a handle on things. He can also help you. Pandemic Response Project, his other website. Check him out. Alan Phillips in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
One of the other interesting parallels between this gun debate in America and self-defense debate and terrorism and everything else and vaccinations is that, you know what? If you want to make change, legislatively is the place you start, believe it or not. Alan Phillips has made this point for literally several years on this program alone. Not to mention his websites and speaking around the world and his articles and everything else. But right now, when they want to make change about gun laws, whether you think they should be changed or not is your own opinion. I don't think that we need greater gun laws. In fact, I think we need the lessening of gun laws. And we need people to have the right of self-defense. Nevertheless, that's just my opinion. The point that I'm getting at, though, is, hey, all these people who want to make change, the first thing they do is go for it legislatively, proving your point, Alan Phillips.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road primarily, you know, and again, especially with vaccines, but certainly other issues as well, too. But the legislative arena has been particularly active with vaccines over the last couple of years. At any given point in time, there have been 100 or more bills pending in 30 or more states, vaccine bills. And this is the place where, I mean, because at the end of the day, anytime a vaccine is required, there's either a law that allows you to say no or there isn't. It's really that simple in one respect. So while, of course, the issue fundamentally, or at its most fundamental level, is a science issue, a medical science question, are vaccines safe? Are they effective? Are there substitutes or other things we can do that work as well or better even, perhaps? But how we interface with that on a day-to-day level is a legal issue, because as I said, there's either a law that lets you get out of it or not anytime one's required, whether it's required by government or required by your employer or any other setting or situation. So this is a very active arena legislatively, and we can no longer really afford to just be defensive or absent altogether in our legislative involvement, because if we aren't taking steps to create and hold on to our rights there, and primarily at the state legislative level, then the pharmaceutical industry is moving forward with its agenda to require more and more laws, or to have law, more and more laws requiring vaccines for more and more people. And this is now starting to get into the adult, let's call it a market from the pharmaceutical industry's point of view, where if they can have adults be required to get vaccines, then they can double or triple the income they have in the childhood market. So they're opening up that market, starting with flu shots, but they're already moving into other vaccines for healthcare workers. And that's the place where we've got to be active. You either have a right or you don't, and if you don't, you better be active creating one at the legislative level. And if you do have one, you better be active defending it. In fact, I recommend expanding on it, just as you were suggesting with gun laws. Not only do we need more restrictions, if anything, we need to take a look at the ones that have been put in place probably in recent or relatively recent times and see whether or not they're actually producing a positive result. Probably they're not. Let's move in the other direction.
All right, let me give you kind of an example of where I think this is all headed. You know, in the vaccine world, the term used is conscientious objectors. And that might be people who don't want vaccines for a number of reasons. It might be religious. It might be philosophical. It might be scared, paranoia. It might be, you know, who knows? All the way to people who have a right to keep and bear arms. And then they would say, look, this is an anti-government person who wants guns, who believes they have to have a gun to stop out-of-control government. It's delusionary. But now what we're talking about is the federal government is starting to really push for, they're starting with kind of a suggestion, but it's kind of like at first, you know, you really ought to wear a seatbelt, Alan, and then it's like, click it or ticket. And then it's like, well, we won't pull you over for not having a seatbelt on, but, and then later it's like, we're going to pull you over for that too, and well, we'll throw you in jail if you don't have your seatbelt on. You know, it kind of moves along like that. But now the feds are suggesting mandatory psychiatric evaluations for all Americans. And what's going to happen here with this mandatory psychiatric evaluation is they're going to say, vaccines are safe and effective, and you have this psychosis, unrealistic paranoia against that, Alan. And, you know, when it comes to guns, I mean, you rabidly think that the government's out to get you, so you need a gun. Look, this is a psychiatric crutch of yours, Alan. And our evaluation says, you know what, you're not really... I mean, you could go off at any minute. You really could. And we got to do something here. And there's a big problem. And I think that's legislatively where they're going with this thing. And it won't just affect gun rights or vaccine rights or anything. It'll affect all kinds of viewpoints. The last question before I let you respond to all that is, when are they going to have a vaccine to make sure everybody's docile?
Well, I think they're probably already working on that. And this is fascinating and equally disturbing. I had a figure from, gosh, probably a couple of years ago at this point, where there were over 270 vaccines, new vaccines, that were already waiting for approval, licensure from the FDA, or in clinical trials, the last stages before going to the FDA, and who knows how many countless others in earlier stages of development, but where they have no liability. The industry and people administering the vaccines have no liability, virtually no liability at all for anything that goes wrong. Then from a purely cold calculating financial point of view, it really makes sense that they're moving in this direction, because the federal government subsidizes the vaccine research and development and pays billions of dollars a year. Then state and federal governments mandate vaccines, purchase vaccines. And if anything goes wrong, you've got to go to a federal vaccine injury compensation program and see if you can get money there. But you can't sue the manufacturer or the person administering the vaccine directly. So just on that level, the pure financial greed level, it's disturbing. But frankly, Sam, I see layers to the issue. The money to me is the top layer. And I think if you track this down far enough, you get to international bankers who operate outside of political and legal boundaries, people who are literally managing the human population, which includes population control. And I used to laugh anytime I heard anybody talk about this kind of idea, but I keep seeing more and more information that points me back in that direction. And vaccines have been experimented on in third world countries to control or inhibit fertility. And the research has been underway for at least 20 years that I know of, and probably longer. And so there are just many different parts and pieces and layers to this. Sam, if I may, real quick, I want to read the definition of totalitarianism. I just pulled it up real quick here. It's a short definition.
All right, before you get to that definition, I just want to say this really quick.
Yeah.
The idea where the feds are going to suggest mandatory psychiatric evaluations for all Americans is based on this idea that, you know what? We've got mental illness out there putting everybody at risk. Everybody's at risk. Everybody's a potential, well, they used to just say flight risk. Now it's all kinds of risk. With that in mind, now the government wants to push for your definition, sir?
Well, from the internet, totalitarianism, a political system where the state recognizes no limits to its authority and strives to regulate every aspect of public and private life wherever feasible. And what I'm suggesting is not only are we moving in that direction, and they're doing it in a very calculated way, Sam. They do a step at a time where there's always resistance and complaints, but if you do small enough steps incrementally, you can manage very easily the minority of people in terms of quantity who are kicking and screaming or rebelling or complaining, and the whole agenda still goes forward. And what I'm suggesting is that the pattern of behavior up to this point suggests not only are we moving towards or perhaps already in the edges of totalitarianism, in fact, it's been accelerating. And these things that you describe, I think, are and that I describe as well, are calculated steps to move according to a very deliberate plan, the evidence of which is the pattern of behavior up to this point. So we're not just speculating on whether or not somebody might have that kind of a goal or motive. We are to a point, but there is some objective evidence, a pattern of behavior supporting that speculation.
All right, email me that definition of totalitarianism. In the meantime, I want to have Kurt respond to this. Kurt, listen, for your mental illness, Alan and I can get you help, my friend. We really can. And it's because we love you, and it's because we care, okay? You got that? We'll talk about it. In seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponse.com, in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Beginning in 2011, the State Department had a secret arrangement with the CIA in which it would have input regarding so-called targeted killings overseas. Then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton participated in every drone assassination carried out by the CIA from 2011 until she left the office, objecting only to one or two of them. This led to the deaths of hundreds of civilian non-combatants in several countries. Furthermore, reports the Wall Street Journal, Mrs. Clinton participated in those decisions by way of email exchanges carried out through non-secure means, both her private computer server and her cell phone. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Amid controversy over accusations that Google is manipulating search results to favor Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, the tech giant has endorsed the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-nation pact that would create a new transnational bureaucracy to supervise commercial relations. In a press release, Google depicts the TPP as an imperfect arrangement that could provide an important counterweight to restrictive internet policies around the world. Police in Santa Monica detained a man in possession of several weapons, a large supply of ammunition, and an ingredient used in a pipe bomb on June 12th. Officers said that the man, who was driving a car with Indiana license plates, indicated that he was in town for a gay pride celebration planned in West Hollywood. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Alan Phillips on your radio. Mental illness. Feds suggest mandatory psychiatric evaluations for all Americans. Totalitarianism is a political system where the state recognizes no limits to its authority and strives to regulate every aspect of private and public life wherever feasible. Now, Kurt Crosby, my friend, we want to help you. We know that you're, we just care. Kurt, are you going to accept our help, my friend?
Well, I can see that I have choice A and choice B.
You have choice A, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Choice A is where I accept it. Choice B is where, if I don't, then I'm further
that's right.
cared for.
Now, if you don't, it just proves how bad you really need it, my friend.
Right, of course.
I mean, if you can acknowledge the truth, or if you don't see it as we do, then...
You're just you need further care.
Well, there's training for this, too, by the way. I mean, the first
classes.
Step for you is training programs, my friend, because, we don't want any harm to come to you. We love you. We care for you.
Yeah.
Now, Alan Phillips, I know this sounds a little bit psychotic, but they're almost ready to do this to parents that don't want to vaccinate their children, aren't they?
Well, there certainly are people, putting out information moving in this direction. Another aspect of it is the suggestion has been made that parents that don't vaccinate their kids should be held liable. You know, if somebody gets... if there's an outbreak or somebody comes down with one of these infectious diseases, it would be very, very difficult to trace that in the physical world actually to an unvaccinated child. But it flies in the face of mainstream medicine, and that is why, I have people say to me all the time, they're wherever they are in their own learning curve about the issue, and they'll say, well, this happened, and none of this makes sense. It's just ridiculous. And, Sam, I keep coming back to this point because it's the only frame of reference within which all of this makes sense. And I come back to this social engineering agenda. If you all these seemingly conflicting things, the policies that are advanced that are contrary to the science, The only reason to do that is because you're either incompetent, or the only way that happens is either the people moving the policy forward are incompetent, or they have an agenda that they're masking under a false pretense of health. And so,
or there's always the possibility that you're delusional and you have mental instability, and we can help you, my friend.
Well, there certainly are people with mental health problems in the world, and
and by the way, we don't mean to mock that in any way. There are serious issues there. The objection that we have is that they're trying to claim anybody that disagrees with out of control totalitarian government that somehow they're in that group. That's what we're rejecting. We do have a sensitivity to and an understanding for and a very soft spot, a compassionate part in our hearts and souls for those who truly do struggle with those things, by the way.
And thanks for the clarification. It's a really important point there, Sam. But when, you know, I see no problem. Well, first of all, gosh, it is a complicated issue, Sam. The government should have a very limited role in the private lives of individuals, because the more involved the government gets, the more control it assumes or acquires, the more room there is for someone to be manipulating, abusing that authority for personal or private gain, which, of course, is the other word we should look at a definition of is oligarchy, where essentially the corporations run everything, and that is, you know, the direction we're moving. And so the government growth and expansion to control more and more of our lives is probably many times something that's being driven by corporations who are seeking to maximize their profits. And you know, you talk about mental health problems. Let's start with the people at the top of this chain, the sociopaths and psychopaths. And what I mean by those terms, Sam, is people without a conscience. I think there are many people promoting and supporting vaccine policy who don't realize that it's not based on sound science. But the people at the top pushing this agenda know exactly what they're doing, and the only way you can behave that way. And the evidence, one piece of evidence of that, Sam, is the literally $100 million and $1 billion criminal fines that this industry, the pharmaceutical industry, is routinely assessed. Anybody who would routinely engage in $100 million and $1 billion crimes, I mean, there's a level of callousness there that's just hard to even wrap your mind around. Because when you engage in criminal behavior in the pharmaceutical industry, people unnecessarily are hurt or killed in the process. Nobody goes to jail. There's obviously a net profit, or they wouldn't keep doing it. And yet, that's the mindset at the top here in the pharmaceutical industry. So these are people who can do whatever it takes to maximize profits, whether or not it hurts people, and they sleep just as well at night as you and I do. So the mental health problems here, we need to turn the lens back and focus it in the exact opposite direction, and that'll tell you where the primary mental health problems are.
Let me give you an example of this psychotic idea. Now left-wing activists and the ACLU have teamed up to blame Christians for the Orlando attack. They're literally running around saying that Christians caused it. Yeah. It's all the all-powerful Christian right at fault. Because the Christian right has pushed and established 200 anti-gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender bills in the last 6 months. And that's the problem. See where we're going here? We're getting a divide where there's no real way to solve this. They're going to come down to force at some point.
That's the kind of statement that is either profoundly ignorant to make. Now, I'm not saying this with regard to the position it's taking on any issue, but the fact that you make that kind of a statement publicly, you are either deliberately or very ignorantly fueling the kind of events that have supposedly triggered someone to make the statement. You know, if people are working within the system and through the system, trying to get bills passed or whatever, they should be, if anything, complimented for not resorting to violence to achieve their goals or their ends, whether you agree with them or not, in terms of the ends they're trying to achieve. So for somebody to come out with a statement like that, Sam, you know, my initial gut reaction is that is a deliberate attempt to fuel conflict, to further divide, and to create even more conflict which then creates the circumstances under which the government can then exercise even more control under the name of keeping everybody safe and so forth. That's just a really either dangerous or incredibly calculated statement.
No matter what, it's irresponsible to say the least. And I look at that and I say, you know what? Ill or evil has been committed more under government and religion than any other way possible. Abuse to people on a wide scale has been done under governments and or religion. And they pick your religion, pick your poison, whether you're going to exploit the Christian religion or the Muslim religion or whoever else. It's all done with government as a partner, virtually every time on a mass scale, Alan.
And I would underscore at this point, as you have done today and a couple other points, that we're not at all saying anything intended to be negative against religion per se, but that wherever power is centralized or localized, and that happens in a really big way in some of the major religions and, of course, in government, there are people who will seek to misuse, abuse that power.
And the exploitation is what we're rejecting.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
All right. Now, Donald Trump is getting a beating big time, too. And he's running for office. I don't know if you're a Trump fan or not. I'm personally not, Alan. I don't think that the two candidates are a good choice at all. I don't think we have a good choice. I don't like A or B. Nevertheless, it's kind of fascinating. They're attacking Trump hardcore. Because he's so hardcore against the Muslims. And I agree we got to protect our borders and that those kind of things. I'm not ready to attack any religion per se. But Kurt has an update for us. Kurt, maybe Trump doesn't even want to get elected, huh?
Well, that's according to a piece on Liberty News Daily. There's a chance, at least one of his buddies says, that he doesn't really care about getting elected. I don't know what to say, but
now, Kurt, haven't I been making this point the whole time, though? I've been making this point since the very start.
This is a television personality named Donnie Deutsch that has known Donald for a long time. He suspects that the GOP presidential nominee doesn't really want to be president. Yeah, I guess he said that in a recent discussion on MSNBC's Morning Joe program. Maybe
I'm onto something. I've been saying this thing forever that the Donald might just be throwing the election to Hillary. Alan Phillips, what'll happen to vaccines if Donald Trump and or Hillary gets elected? Will they increase the likelihood that it'll be the jab by force? Or do you think we'll have more respect for agency, the truth in reporting, and conscientious objectors? Your response in seconds on Liberty Roundtable.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Alan Phillips, Kirk Crosby, all on your radio. We're talking about this issue about opinions, about agency, and about government eventual force. Is it possible that Trump doesn't even really want to get elected? Liberty News Daily has a piece on that. One of Trump's friends says he really never even intends to get elected. Left-wing activists, along with the ACLU, are claiming that Christians are responsible for the Orlando attack. I think a statement like that is just absolutely over-the-top crazy. Totalitarianism is a political system in which the government recognizes no limits to its authority and strives to regulate every aspect of public and private life wherever feasible. They're using this mental illness idea to get their foot in the door. And I'm afraid it'll go all wrong. They're really pushing for psychiatric evaluations for all Americans. But who would be in control of that psychiatric evaluation? And eventually, what would the conclusions be? If you don't agree with them, where do you go? How does this? Well, that's what we're starting to see, more and more push for these kinds of things in our society. Now, you may say, Sam, you're taking this way too far. We're not to that level one bit. Oh, yeah? Well, what if Trump and or Hillary get elected? What will the vaccine landscape look like then, Alan Phillips? Any idea?
Well, first of all, a real brief comment to your opinion about the lack of good choices here. I had a sibling once who said, well, anybody truly qualified for the position knows better than to apply for it in the first place.
Great point, sir.
They were left with something like this. You know, I think the power in the position of presidency is much more limited than the general public believes. I think any real reform in vaccines is going to come from the grassroots level up. I don't think a person in the position of the presidency really has the power and authority to make a major shift in policy from that level. Now, I'm willing to be proven wrong on that. Looking at the two choices, if I had to pick one, I almost out of curiosity's sake would like to see Trump in there just to see what he would do, because he is such a wild card and not, at least by outer appearances, not establishment. But now there's, you know, information in the alternative news that says he's just a well-disguised, part of the status quo to give the appearance of being not part of it. So who knows? You know, again, the information flies in all directions, and much of it is deliberate disinformation to keep us confused so we don't really know or see what's going on behind the scenes. But I really think the reform is underway and is going to continue to develop and progress from the grassroots level up. There's a certain point at which that even the government, with all of its control, can't hide the truth. At least that's a theory I'm willing to work with.
All right. Did you get the chance to see the movie, what's it called, Vaxxed?
I have not seen Vaxxed yet. I'm real familiar with the issue that it addresses, and this is fascinating to me because, you know, a little while ago I said, yeah, it's a scientific issue, but our interface day-to-day is legal. The third step in that sequence is that the way that the legal part plays out, policy and law, healthcare policy and law in the United States is driven by mainstream medicine. Well, mainstream medicine is pretty severely corrupt and dysfunctional despite the many wonderful people in that system. And so the long-term solution to the vaccine problem, Sam, is that we have to document and expose the corruption and expose it in such a way that it can no longer be shoved under the rug, under the theory that even a bad person will do the right thing if there's a spotlight on them. So this movie, Vaxxed, is focused on a very narrow, specific issue, and it has the potential to sort of put the crack in the egg, so to speak, that will then cause the entire floodgates to open, egg to crack, whatever analogy or metaphor you want to use there. So this is focused on a CDC whistleblower story where a researcher at the CDC was part of a group of people who were called together to destroy documents that showed a vaccine-autism causal relationship, and at least one person in the room had a conscience, and so quietly made copies of all this research. And so now Congressman Bill Posey in Florida, federal congressman, has thousands of documents showing that the CDC and particular people in the CDC deliberately destroyed documents to cover up a causal relationship between vaccines and autism. And if this movie doesn't just go around and it's all of us, you know, talking to ourselves and then it just sort of fades away, if that doesn't happen, and what I'm hearing now from the producer, the director, and others is that the movie is getting out to people who were not already on board with the vaccine issue and who are saying, wow, I didn't realize, you know, this is the way the world works that we live in today. So it has the potential to be that thread that starts the whole carpet unraveling.
Well, and I think it starts with truth. And I think the truth will set us free. If we can get to the truth on this thing, then we can basically push for the idea that, you know what, people should be able to make up their minds. And this cover-up with government in bed with big pharma and vaccination manufacturers and all these laws against accountability and liability for harm done, et cetera, we can probably change the game on that. And pretty soon, the truth will really open up this discussion and there will be change in the positive. And I think it all starts with that. It all starts with transparency, doesn't it?
It does. And there's been no shortage of people with well-documented truth that have been, you know, reporting this, but so far they've managed to keep the, you know, the, what some refer to as the controlled opposition. You know, they've managed to keep this minority of people screaming and yelling the truth contained in such a way that we haven't really been able to affect any significant or real change. And a huge part of that is control of the mainstream media. But what we see now is a movie that is making its way through the theaters around the country in a way that it's reaching a lot of people. In other words, bypassing this more traditional mainstream media vehicle for getting out to the public. And the downfall of the control of the mainstream media may ultimately be necessary for transparency to actually occur, but it maybe not, Sam. Maybe not.
Well, we got to keep working at it, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, have you seen the Vax documentary film yet? People need to watch this. I have not seen it yet either, but what I understand is it's very good. And I know this, whenever the government tries to shut it down, you know there's got to be something to this one. And they literally shut it down from the film festival. It was aired, it was scheduled to air, or play, if you will, and they just shut it down, which tells me there's more here than meets the eye.
Yeah, there have been at least two or three theaters that either originally said yes and then said, oops, never mind, or just refused to air it at all. But in this particular instance, it actually called more attention to it, so it served a positive thing. But one was the original story was the Tribeca Film Festival. That's Robert De Niro's game. And he has an autistic child. He wants this information to come out, but under pressure, and probably appropriate in his situation, frankly, but under pressure, had to back out of it. But now he is working on producing his own movie looking at the vaccine autism issue. So he's got one hell of a comeback.
Well, and what's going to happen if he does that, too, is now we're going to have multiple sources, multiple independent researchers, and all that does is benefit us even further.
Yes, more and more people are recognizing there's a problem. It's you know, we've been pushing a snowball uphill for a long time on this issue, Sam, but I think we're nearing the point where we're going to get to the top and it's going to roll down. And when we cross that particular threshold, this issue is going to gain momentum, I think, very quickly.
Hey, Kurt, have you seen the Vaxxed documentary film yet?
No, but I have heard a lot of people who have.
I think they're going to put that dude on VidAngel for you, my friend.
Yeah, well, right. Maybe so. You know.
Somewhere in the next few weeks, Sam, that film is going to be made available directly on the Internet for the public to rent or buy. I don't know what the exact mechanism is.
All right, if you have all the details and can get those guys with me, we can interview them and talk more about it. But it's a critical film that I think people really need to be aware of and really need to kind of spread the word on. And again, when you're done watching the film, make up your own conclusion, folks. I'm not here to bait you into a conclusion. I am here, though, to tell you, you know what, consume the information, digest it, figure it all out, and with transparency, you know what, you're plenty smart. My fellow Americans, you can come to your own conclusions about what you want to do, who you trust, the list goes on and on, and ultimately whether you want to accept the jab and in which cases you do or you don't. And that's really all I'm advocating for is transparency and agency.
Well, I hear you loud and clear, Sam. Support you 100% on that. As you have said repeatedly over the months, if not years at this point, At the end of the day, it's about choice, not about the particular choice that anybody makes. But when you remove the choice, that's where there is manipulation and control that goes beyond the superficial or surface pretense of public health.
And it's about information. It's about the who, what, when, where, why. And you know what? If they're repressing information, then I have a problem with that because you can't make an informed decision. And when people's lives, people's health are at stake, it's time for transparency. It's that simple of a discussion for a simpleton such as myself. VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com are his websites. Alan Phillips, attorney at law. If you need a great vaccination or anti-vax attorney, whatever you want to call it, an informed decision can be yours. Get a hold of Alan if you need him. Alan Phillips, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
There he goes, doing a great job as always. Listen, this issue's serious. They're going to back into a mental health discussion as their foot in the door to eventually force us all to take the jab. And I'm telling you, when you study the vaccines coming down the pike, it is frightening. This nation shall endure. LibertyNewsRadio.com.